With the show, just to say that she would be joining us. And Yasmin is the creator of a company called Tiny Time Big Results, and she basically helps small business owners run their businesses. And she's just published her first book, and it's all about how to run a profitable business in 20 hours a week or less. She's a former vice president of leadership development, and she's a passionate and dedicated business coach, best-selling author and speaker for people who desire a life of fulfillment and abundance. And I think that's the majority of us. She has featured in Irish Times, Sunday Independent, Tesco and Tatler magazines. She's married to Colm. They have three beautiful children, and she lives in, this is the most exciting part for me, drum roll, she lives in Carrickenshannon, County Leitrim, which is, of course, down the road from Manor Hamilton, where I'm originally from. So you're very welcome to the show, Yasmin.
Thanks so much, Monica. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So just to start off, Yasmin, tell me about some of the most common problems you hear from business owners in your work.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the biggest problems I hear a lot is I don't know what to focus on. And I think the reality is that when you start a business, you don't realize how much you're taking on. Like, I worked in corporate for 12 years before I started my business.
Right.
When you were in corporate, if you had an issue with, you know, finance, you contacted the finance department. If you had a tech issue, you contacted technology. And when you're a business owner, you are finance, you are technology. And so you feel this overwhelming burden of trying to be all things in the business. And so business owners just don't know what to focus on. They don't, you know, they've got so many things to do. They don't know where to start. You know, they could be sitting there having a cup of coffee, twiddling their thumbs, knowing they've got so much to do, but they just don't know where to start.
Okay.
That's a real common problem.
Okay. And when you work with people, how do you help them? I suppose I know from reading some of your stuff that you look at the underlying cause of the time management issue as opposed to the time management itself. Can you tell me a little bit about that and what tricks owners might be missing, business owners might be missing when it comes to, you know, trying to get out of that cycle of not having enough time?
Absolutely. So when someone says to me, I don't have enough time, or can you help me with my time management? For me, I see that as a surface issue. And so I like to get deeper into understanding how their business works in the first place, because I do believe that time management is much easier when you have a really solid business model. And so if you have limited time, like I do, I work about 3 hours a day in my business because I've got my three young children and they're 8, 5 and 2. So between school runs and creche runs, I try and get the business fitted in around them. And so what I look to see is, well, can you make your business work in that limited time? Or are you actually trying to do too much? And what I see is if people are trying to trade their time for money, if you've only got limited time, you're not going to be able to make the money that you want because you have a finite resource there. And if you want to make more money and you think, well, I don't have any more time to sell, then that leaves you in this vicious cycle of just feeling like you have to constantly work longer hours, but you don't have the hours, and then you just kind of get stuck in this, you know, it's a real issue for people because they just think, well, I haven't got the time. And whereas I like to take a different perspective and think, okay, so if you weren't trading time for money, but you are actually using and leveraging the time that you do have, could you create a really profitable business? And that's what led me down this path myself. You know, when I started my business 6 years ago, you know, I was doing a lot of time management work with my clients. I was helping them to structure their business, organize their business. And, you know, when I started my business, my eldest was only 15 months old. And then, you know, I had my daughter. And, you know, I started asking myself this question. I only have this amount of time. Can I make it work? And will I be able to have a business that I love and that creates the lifestyle that we want as well? And that's really what led me down this path to understanding how I could make it work.
Very good. It sounds like so you're living, breathing proof that it does work. And tell us about the book then. So that's based on four principles, I think it is, for running a profitable business within 20 hours. That sounds really interesting. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the, like I said, the journey for me was very much, okay, how can I make this work? So I don't profess to be some kind of a guru that says I've got this stuff. you know, this is something that is a work in progress for me as well as I grow my business, you know, so there's always new challenges. I remember a mentor said to me many years ago, you know, new levels, new devils. So there's always something else that comes up. But what I discovered is that there are basically four principles that you can apply in your business that will really help you to make it profitable and fulfilling. And so the four principles are firstly around purpose. So why does your business exist? Why is it important to you? And I think it's important that to understand that money is a motivator, but it's not the only motivator. And there's research proves that, you know, once you have a level of lifestyle, you know, where your needs are taken care of, your happiness doesn't increase the more money you make. And so for me, money is a motivator, but it's not the only one. And if you have a bigger vision and a bigger picture, then that actually drives you forward and actually keeps you going in those times when it is tough. And, you know, and that happens for every single business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So purpose for me is really important. It's the big why behind what you're doing and the big vision that you have for the business as well. And then the second principle is around profitability. And in my book, I actually do say that this is actually the chunkiest principle, the meatiest one, because I can't tell you how many business owners I have spoken to over the years and where money just isn't put, you know, the profitability of the business isn't highlighted or emphasized. And if you don't have a profitable business, then, you know, I hate to say it, but it's more of a hobby than a business. And so you need to put money making in its place where, you know, you do talk about the money, you are clear and specific about how much money you want to make. You need to know your numbers. It's really important to know your numbers. And the third principle is around productivity. So kind of going back to the time management issue, well, if you only have, you know, like me, 3 hours a day, how do you get the most out of those 3 hours? And so being productive and being focused is incredibly important because you need to make the most of the time that you do have.
Okay. And just on that, Yasmin, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you, was about productivity and focus. And I suppose, you know, digital media, our phones, the internet has taken so much from us in terms of being productive and being able to focus on a task. I know if I'm sitting at my computer and I'm doing something really important, which is usually writing a proposal for a potential new client, and my phone starts to ping or my email box starts to flash, those are infinitely more exciting things to go to than continuing with my boring Word document, which is just me and the writing. So how much or how can you help people with that bit to when you've kind of done your bit with them and they're left to their own devices to run their own business. You know, they may have a team, they may not have a team. So some of this can be quite lonely. They may welcome the distraction. So what can you do, if anything, to help people with that focus and attention part that's so critical to getting what they said they would get done in the time they have to do it?
Well, I think the key thing here is accountability. And the problem is that as business owners, we're accountable to ourselves. And it's really easy to trick ourselves into saying, well, I'll do that later, or it's okay, it doesn't matter that I didn't get that done today. And so when I, you know, work with clients, one of the key component parts of working with me is around accountability. So I'll say to my client, okay, so can you get this done? You know, are you going to get this done by, you know, this time next week? And they say, yes, I'm going to get this done. And it's amazing because just knowing that I'm going to be asking about it makes them completed. And so I think that as human beings, we all need some kind of accountability, whether that is just, you know, a business buddy that is, you know, that you have your, you know, each other's backs, where, you know, you just say to them, did you get that done? And you say, oh, I didn't get that done. It's like, okay, you need to get that done. I think when you're very clear on what your big picture looks like and you're very clear on what your outcomes, your goals are, then it makes it a lot easier to achieve those things. But for me, I really do think that we overcomplicate what we want to do and we give ourselves this incredibly tough to-do list. You know, we want to try and do everything. And the reality is that if you do have tiny time, as I call it, you know, you're not going to be able to do everything. So get really clear on what your big goals are, so as in, you know, what's your revenue goals, you know, how many clients do you want to sign, and just focus on those. So simplify your business as much as possible so that you don't have a huge to-do list, that it's a lot more manageable, and hold yourself accountable. And if you find it too hard to do that for yourself, which a lot of people do, then, you know, enlist the help of somebody like a business buddy, like a business coach, you know, a mastermind group, somebody who is going to hold you accountable and say, you know, I know you can do this. I know that you, you know, have this big vision, but you need help to get there. And I think that that's the thing that we miss out on as business owners, especially, you know, I work from home, and, you know, it can get lonely. And so you really do need people to keep pushing you forward, because that drives the momentum. And it is like, you know, pushing the boulder up a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get that momentum going, everything becomes so much easier.
Yes, absolutely. And tell me, so that's the third principle is productivity. So then the fourth one, I think there's four is all together, isn't there?
Yeah. The fourth one is play. So time for play. And this is the one that always makes people kind of smile, you know, as if like, oh, I haven't got time for play. And actually, this is really important principle, because my business, you know, your business, you know, your listeners' business, I'm sure we're not in it for the short term, that we think, oh, sure, I'll just have a business for the next 6 months and I'll be fine. You know, we're here for the long haul. And so you want it to be an enjoyable business. You want it to be a fulfilling business. But if you're working all the time, if you're constantly thinking about the business, you're never switching off, then actually what's going to happen is you're going to burn out. And that is going to lead to you being fed up with the business and you'll want to give it up. Whereas if you actually make time to look after yourself, you know, take rest breaks, you know, have a digital detox day where you don't touch, you know, your social media or your emails, you know, that tends to be, you know, maybe one day at the weekend where you just promise yourself that you're not going to do work things.
I think people call that going dark, just complete blackout, no Wi-Fi, no email, no nothing. It's quite fashionable at the moment, is going dark.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even putting the phone away, you know, 90 minutes before you go to bed, you know, so that you just give yourself that time to switch off. And play for me is around having more fun. So making sure that the business that you have is really enjoyable, that you love what you're doing most of the time, and that you're looking after your inner self as well. So, you know, business isn't easy. You know, it can be really tough. So, you know, building your resilience, building your mindset, and focusing on what's going on for you externally as well. So your own health, your own exercise, you know, all of those things, you know, they all contribute to a healthy business owner. And I think that's really important. And when you have got, you know, 20 hours a week or less, then it can be really easy to put this very low on the priority list, when actually, you know, most people, when they do take that dark day or they do take time out, they find that they come back and they're rejuvenated and they're refreshed for the business and they're able to achieve a lot more because mm-hmm. of taking that break.
Excellent. So tell me, how can we find out more about you? You're obviously based up in County Leitrim, Yasmin. So how do your sessions with people work? Are they online? Do you come to see them? Do they go to see you? So if somebody's listening and they want to hear more, they'd like to be coached by yourself in this whole area, how do they do that?
Yeah, so if you go to my website, yasminborogy.com, and you can find out a little bit more about me, and what you can do is book a call, and to just kind of discuss what you need, what you're looking for, what kind of support I can help you with. My geographical location, because I'm in, you know, I'm in Leitrim, the least populated county, I think, in Ireland. You know,
there was really no need for that now, Yasmin. There was no need for that at all.
I know. You can tell from my accent, I'm not from Leitrim, but I've lived here for 17 years now. My husband is from Leitrim, and you know, so my kids are all in a Gaelic school, so I'm now learning Irish as well at the moment. I'll have to throw a few Irish words in there too. But my majority of my work is done online, and that allows me then to reach clients in Australia, Brazil, Hawaii, America, the UK as well. And that, for me, is a fantastic way of leveraging the resources that we have, like technology. And it just means then that if I have clients, you know, if I'm doing client calls, it means I can go from, you know, one call with somebody in the UK to another call from somebody in the US. And that for me is really the key, is how do you build leverage in your business?
Excellent. And then, of course, allows you to have a good family life around that as well, and to prioritize the other things in your life that are important. So the name of the book is Tiny Time, Big Results, Four Principles to Running Your Profitable Business in 20 Hours a Week. And where can we get our hands on that?
If you go to yasminvarghi.com, you'll see on the homepage that you can get your copy through my website, or you can actually go to amazon.co.uk or amazon.com, whichever one you're going on, and you can get it there. You can get it in Kindle, and you can also get a paperback copy as well.
Excellent. And just before I let you go, tell me one thing that a business owner could or should be doing to preserve their time and be less stressed.
The one thing that they should be doing is really simplifying their business. You know, for me, there's two kind of core things here, is around simplifying what you're doing and how you make your money, and then amplify what really works. You know, stop trying to cover all social media platforms. You know, thinking I should be on LinkedIn, I should be on Snapchat, I should be on Instagram. No, figure out what works in your business. Do more of that. Stop trying to do everything, because it's just physically not possible.
That's really good advice, yeah. So trying, you know, to simplify and amplify. I like that. Okay. Yasmin, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this evening. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And we will put some of those details up on our website as well, just if anyone wants to get in touch with you. And who knows, maybe we'll have you back on again sometime.
That would be brilliant. Thank you so much, Monica.
Thank you. Take care now.